Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine. Previously on Aftershock.
You aren't coughing.
I feel fine.
You look fine.
Am I immune?
I just saw the strangest thing. There was Wayne. He went to the other camp. And then one by one, he spit into their water or onto their food.
Spitting in someone's food, it's twisted, but it's not, like, awful.
It is if you have a lethal virus.
Wayne knows he's a carrier.
And is killing everyone at the other camp. We have to leave. Now.
Who exactly did he tell you he was?
He's a prison guard at L.A. County. His name's Wayne Sharp.
The prison guard in L.A. County named Wayne Sharp was killed in a riot the day of the quake. The man you've known as Wayne, his blood test identifies him as one Scott Briggs, a felon who was housed in L.A. County until he escaped the day of the quake during the riot.
Get in, Michaela. I'll shove the boat out. Where's Cassie? Can you see her?
No.
Cassie!
What?
Just go.
Oh, shit.
Get your hands off of me.
Cassie, be careful. You do not want to cut me.
Go.
Hey.
Just go, please.
Hey, Cassie, shut the fuck up. I don't
Lay,
want
to... take her. Please.
No.
I Lay before it's you. Too late. Get her out of here. Did you really kill everyone? An hour ago, I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that you would never kill anyone, that you weren't capable of it.
I exposed them to a virus that they were probably dumb enough to catch on their own. I expedited their deaths.
So what now?
We keep each other's secrets. If you don't tell them what I've done, I won't tell them about Michaela.
Okay, deal. You keep my secret, I'll keep yours. When they find us, you're a good Samaritan, a guy who helped me escape a dangerous city.
And Michaela never existed. You didn't come here for her, you never met her. You don't know who she is. We can tell the story of this place.
Without anyone ever knowing she was here.
Yeah.
feels like overkill.
Poor choice of words. I don't believe in overkill.
Oh my God, Wayne.
What, too soon?
Just don't joke about killing people.
Ooh, Cassie, come on, if we can't joke about it, I mean...
Oh my God, stop.
What? You had a great sense of humor. Just don't,
Lose it over a little serial killing?
Hey, there she is.
It's not funny.
Okay, fine. I think you'll find it's human nature. The bleaker things are, the more we try to find something to lighten it up.
We're not, like, friends anymore. You get that, right?
Cassie, nothing's changed. It's still just you and me working to do what needs to be done.
Everything has changed. You've killed people, and I was too dumb to see it.
What did you see? Huh? Answer me. What did you see in me?
I mean, you were my friend. You helped me get here. You helped me save Michaela. We went crabbing, and you got my back with the Tibbs, and...
Yeah, it's all still true.
But you also killed people.
To keep you safe.
Don't do that. Don't make this my fault.
No, it's not... It was my choice. Karen Francis...
Wait. You killed Karen? I thought that was the spring water.
There was more of an STD situation.
You...
Yes, why is that hard to believe? I'm not that bad looking.
Sorry, I just can't believe that in the middle of this shit show you found time to... What, seduce a woman?
Oh, please, she didn't take a lot of seduce.
Okay, TMI. Your point is it was an accidental transmission.
Yeah. More like a test case. I was pretty sure I'd been exposed to whatever killed Maud, so assuming I was immune, I wanted to see if I could pass it on.
Right.
And I also wanted to get laid.
It's nice to know stone-cold killers are still dudes at heart.
Easy on the judgment.
Or what? Or you'll kill me? Fuck it. Go ahead. Spit on me. Bleed on me. Strangle me. Whatever. Stop this bullshit about us being friends.
Why? The only thing different is that you know what I did.
No. The only thing different is that I know that we value human life differently. When you threw the gun in the water on the beach in Santa Monica, I thought, this guy just shot two people, but he's laying down arms and he's doing the right thing. It was self-defense. He knows killing is wrong.
Yes, and I stand by it. Everyone who's died here, Cassie, self-defense. Because sooner or later, they'd have watched both of us die. Starved us out so that they could live. Why is one bad and the other good?
Because maybe they wouldn't have. You didn't give them a chance to do the right thing. You didn't give them a chance to prove they were good people. You played God, and you took their lives
before... They were already hoarding from one another. Do you think they would have shared with you? What? You're such an inspired leader. You'd have talked them out of who they were. I believe in your leadership, Cassie, okay? You've done some amazing things. Stuff that I didn't think was possible, but come on. You're not Gandhi. It was on the verge of falling apart.
Who are you to make that decision?
Is it that you feel like you don't deserve it?
What?
I killed people to keep you alive because I thought you deserved life more than they did.
That's insane.
Why? Cassie, you're a good person. That's rare. You risked your life to walk into the rage of a teenager knowing that no one would ever know if you left her to die here. You could have hidden, you could have stayed in L.A., anything. You decided to come save some girl who hated you.
To make me feel less guilty for having an affair.
Come on. You know how many people have affairs every day? They're not all running around trying to right the wrong, Cassie.
That doesn't mean...
I think that you deserve to live. Why does that make you so angry?
I don't. Why would I, more than anyone else? My life's a fucking joke. I'm a middle-aged woman who had an affair with a man who, honestly, may never have even planned to leave his wife. I fucked up a young woman's life because it felt good to be with her father. I teach at a shitty public school. My students end up in the criminal justice system as often as they end up in college. The world won't care I was here. It won't know. I haven't made it a better place. I sucked up a bunch of resources, and I'll die having left the planet a little worse off than it was when I was born.
You talked a grown man out of a gun. You made John Tibbs think that this was a place of safety and second chances.
And he died the next day.
You're really sold on the idea that you're not worth shit, aren't you?
I mean, if the shoe fits.
Cassie, are you mad at me for killing people, or are you mad at me for believing that you're worth something?
Enough already.
What? What do you mean?
Rox, that's enough, right?
I don't know. Let's stand back. Can you see the spring?
I mean, it's dark, so no. I don't think so.
Then it's enough. We just need it covered. No one's gonna be looking for it.
What's next?
We put holes in the boat. The last bodies are in the cave. I think the boat, the Michaela, she's all that's left.
And Karen's camp. We should take all the tents and burn them. Erase all signs.
I'll get them. I don't want you getting infected if there's blood or spit or something on them.
Okay. I'll get the boat lit, and you can bring the tents to the fire?
Yeah, sounds good. Maybe run by Tibbs' camp and bring something we can eat. I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. That's a good idea.
Cassie.
Yeah.
No couscous. Okay.
Sure. No couscous.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you.
It was the best I could do in the moment.
Do you have any idea what her parents are gonna do to me?
She might not tell them.
Lawrence Ansley, that girl is a sensitive soul, and you, a penguin in a blender. Who tells that joke to a kindergartner?
Listen, I work in a high school. That's my one clean joke.
Oh, God, I feel like her sister even said she'd done a report on penguins. Like, she loves them.
Oh, man, if they fire me, it's all your fault.
How is this my fault?
You walked by and gave me that look.
What look?
A woman. Don't even act like you don't know.
I am very well behaved, especially during school hours. I would never look at a principal like...
That look.
I miss you.
I'm right here, baby.
I know. And she won't be for long enough. And that's not pressure. That's just me missing you.
Oh, this isn't forever.
I know. And I'm not... I shouldn't have said anything. I'm skip it. I'm sorry.
Hey, listen to me. And I want you to hear it. I feel the same way.
I'm grateful for what we have. It's enough. Just this.
How does it feel?
How does what feel?
You got my whole heart, woman. Right there in you. I'm with you even when I'm not with you. You hear? Neither distance nor time can change that.
Neither distance nor time.
But baby, we gotta get you out of here.
What?
We've gotta get you out of here.
Where? Where do I go? What?
I said we gotta get you out of here.
What? Am I dreaming?
No, ma'am. You're being rescued. I have a live one here! Radio over to Major Chavez and let him know we have one incoming from the island.
Running late, Private.
Sorry, sir. I'm on my way.
Anyone left in the canteen?
No, sir.
Get a move on. Private, at ease.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. It's 0600. Are all the crew accounted for in there?
Yes, sir. I have the roster here if you'd like to check it.
Good work.
The bridge crew asked me to remind you that they'll need to return to post within the hour to maintain position, sir.
Of course.
Are you ready to start the briefing, sir?
I am. After you, Private.
Thank you for taking the time to fill us in, sir. There's a lot of concern among the troops. Sir?
Sir, where are you going? Hey, what the fuck? You coward piece of shit!
Sir, containment 100%. You won't hear from me again until I'm back in Coronado.
Good work, Captain.
Thank you, sir.
Any reason to
suspected to have gone airborne?
Negative, sir. All evidence points to body fluid transmission.
We dodged a bullet on that one.
If you say so, sir.
Listen, I know it's ugly, but you're saving thousands of civilian lives, and maybe millions. It's hell, but you did good today. It's what they pay us the big bucks for.
Hey, someone's getting paid here, sir.
No, this isn't something I can commend.
Yeah, I understand, sir.
But I feel confident that I can recommend you for command again.
Thank you, sir. Is Coronado ready for the specimen?
Intel's not 100 on that yet. If not, they'll send a Huey.
Copy.
You can go along.
I wouldn't mind 72 of R&R, sir.
Sure thing, Captain. You've earned it.
Thank you, sir. I will report from the base.
You do that. And while you're there, get your blood work done, just so I can reassure the Joint Chiefs that you're not a risk.
The Joint Chiefs know about this, sir.
Not yet, they don't. But if they need to know whatever changes, we'll need the CYA.
Copy that, sir.
Over and out. And Mark, way to not get court-martialed.
Over and out.
Feels good to stand.
Are your wrists okay?
Sure, yeah.
Good. Follow me.
Thank you for coming back.
I said I would.
Can I ask you something?
If you must.
Do you think the island's cursed?
Do I what?
Lei thought it was cursed. Your people were there. Did they think it was haunted?
My people are scientists.
But everyone who went there died. Except me and Wayne.
And Layla Hula Masters.
Right, but everyone else.
Caught a virus. They died of science, not superstition. It's human nature to want a reason, but guess what? It isn't personal. There is no grand plan at work.
It felt cursed, being there.
Yeah, see, the only curse on that island was a man who called himself Wayne Sharp.
Where did everyone go?
Listen to me. I'm telling my command you died in custody. Do you understand? So when you leave, you are gone. Cassandra Wallace is dead. You change your name, you move away, you start a new life.
Wait, what? Why?
I have orders to contain an outbreak. Half this ship is infected.
Is that why there's no
Cassie,
one...
I need you to focus. My orders are to terminate you.
Terminate me?
Now, I am satisfied you pose no threat. I don't terminate civilians unless there is no other solution.
So what's the solution? I'm sorry, I'm having trouble thinking clearly all of a sudden.
It's okay. It's a lot to take in, but you have to listen and get clear right now. Can you drive a Zodiac?
Yes, I can, sure.
Good. You're going to drive that one at the bottom of this ladder. Now, I've got rations on board, a life jacket, and a nautical map. You get yourself safe. You take a new name, start a new life. The Navy will believe you died in custody, and as far as everyone else knows, you died in a quake. If you make a liar out of me, Cassie, I can't help you. Okay? Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank me by getting out of here. Take the ladder down. Zodiac is tied up at the bottom, ready to go. You'll have enough gas to get to the mainland. From there, good luck to you.
Thank you. I don't know why you're doing this, but...
One last thing on my conscience. Go.
I'm going.
Cassie.
Yeah?
Try to stay clear of serial killers.
I'll do my best.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming before to carry me home. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming before to carry me home.
Hey, it's you and me now, eh, Captain? Everyone else a little under the weather. You know, I wouldn't have thought yellow was your color. It's actually quite becoming. Oh, and is that an extra helmet for me, or?
Okay, that answers that. Out of questions?
Just one more. Major Chavez. He didn't leave the ship, didn't have contact with anyone who did, so you infected him, right? How?
Hey, man, easy, okay? My shoulder doesn't like... Oh, really? I've got to go behind the... All right.
His soda. I took a sip from his soda. That's all it takes.
Walk. What's all that? That's the crew? Holy shit, man. That's some quarantine. They're all gonna die in there, man. That's, fucked up. I got things to learn from you, don't I?
See that first lifeboat up ahead? Goddamn, I won't repeat myself, Briggs.
Oh, come on. Yes, you will. You need me alive, don't you? Strong arm me all you want. But at the end of the day, you got to deliver me hale and hearty to your laboratory. So I want you to repeat yourself. Oh, God. What the fuck, man?
What I need to deliver is a sample of your blood, which, given our proximity to Coronado, I can do with you unconscious or dead, for that matter.
If that wasn't a bluff, I'd be dead already.
No, if you weren't fat, you'd be dead already. See, I'm not trying to move your lard-ass dead weight. You are much more efficient to move alive and walking. That's it, Briggs. Go ahead. Go ahead, test your theory.
Lifeboat up ahead.
You're gonna get in. I'm gonna lower it to water, climb down with my gun pointed at your face, and motor us away. If you give me one single reason
to think...
Heard
and understood, boss. All plain nice.
Thank you.
When you need help navigating in the dark,
you got some merit badge I don't know about?
I studied the constellations while I was inside.
Well, that is romantic.
I had my reasons. I miss the sky. Clear night like this, I can get you wherever you want to go.
Goddamn, that is the first thing you've said that hasn't made me want to kill you.
So? You know where we're going?
We'll find out, won't we?
There's the Seven Sisters and Cassiopeia. Funny story behind that one. She was stuck in the sky by Poseidon because she was unfaithful to him.
It was for bragging about her daughter.
What?
Poseidon banished Cassiopeia to the sky to cling forever to the North Star as a punishment for bragging about her daughter's beauty.
No shit. Failed again by the prison education system. I wonder if Cassie was named after that. I never thought to ask her if she was a Cassiopeia or Cassidy or a Cassandra. Why are we stopped? Dude, I'm sorry. What is that? Hey, I will shut the fuck up. You don't have...
Relax. This isn't for you.
Is that what I think it is?
Have you heard of the Leviathan?
I don't think it was on the GED.
In 1918, the Navy's SS Leviathan left New Jersey with 11,000 troops and crew on board. By the time it docked in France 10 days later, 2,000 men were sick with the Spanish flu. Nearly 100 had already died and been buried at sea. The ship seeded an infection in northern France that spread so far that in the next 6 months, deaths from the Spanish flu would eclipse those from the World War. Conservatively, it was 50 million dead. Some estimates double that.
How many people were on that ship in front of us?
Less than 50 million.
There won't be anything left of it.
Is that people screaming?
They're being burned alive.
Holy shit, the whole thing is...
It's going down.
May God have mercy on their souls.
What now?
We wait for Cassie. She will come for me. I know it.
Wow. That's what I call containment.
Not quite.
Right. When are you going after Michaela?
As soon as Cassie leads me to her. See, that is what I call containment.
Aftershock, Episode 10, stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley. Janelle Parrish as Lelihua Masters. Russell Hornsby as CO. Rockman Dunbar as Lawrence Ansley. And EJ Bonilla as Ernesto. Additional cast includes Conrad Goody as Reservist Number 2, Mike Peebler as Reservist Number 3, and Amy Castle as Carrier Reservist. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Written by Sarah Wayne Callies. Directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Mark Ramsey, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Froman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour. Executive produced by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Aftershock was produced during the COVID-19 pandemic and was mostly recorded remotely out of the performers' and producers' homes. Additional recordings were at Bandwagon in Los Angeles, Hyperbolic Audio in New York City, Woodshop Studios in Vancouver Island, Canada, Odd One Audio in Berlin, Germany, and Boutwell Studios in Birmingham, Alabama. Aftershock is a presentation of iHeartRadio and Nomadic Engine in association with Cardinal Productions, Mark Ramsey Media, and Workhouse Media. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.